Day, Mayor's Report. Steve McQueen Day, Gene.
Steve McQueen Day, got a big announcement here. Gene F. from Maroubrill School, which is actually the site where Steve went to school, they're having a pancake dinner or breakfast that morning. Chris Cakes, who does pancakes pretty much all over Missouri and probably everywhere, will be there. Actually, he does all the pancake flipping and all that. But from 7 to 10, proceeds will go to the Renee Gibson Medical Fund. So, Gene F. wanted me to be sure and get that out there for papers. Queen Day is where we're getting a lot of phone calls, getting a few cars going on and enrolling. Like I said, the carnival's going to be set up for some kiddie rides and stuff. Right now it's not totally 100% because we're still pretty early, but we're planning on Beach Grove, Indiana's people being here. They're still haven't confirmed 100%, but should weather permitting, it should be a good show. Starting to do some advertising, get the word out, and Terry, trophies are done.
Trophies are ready. We're ready as far as that goes.
April 25th. Car show starts at sign-in from 9 to noon. Judging starts at noon, and hopefully have everyone out of here 3 o'clock so they don't get bugged.
City of Festivals, guys, it's great. We need some more help. We're not going to be able to do the Bear Creek Blues Festival because of lack of support. Is that right?
Well, we just never had anybody come and say they wanted to run it. Several say they helped.
It doesn't have to be blues. It can be bluegrass. It can be rock and roll.
Country,
it can
rock,
be anything, you know. I kind of hate to see us lose that. But if we don't have the help, we can't do it. And that's the thing is, young people, come on, step up. This is your town. You know, do something. You know, you want your kids to come back. I want my kids to come back. So, you know, some of us are getting a little older. We need some help, you know. So if we're going to continue to have these festivals, we need help. So also on the mayor's report, I have starts. You have seen letters in your deal. I've sent some letters out. Need to start cleaning up our properties. Junk cars, grass, and all that. We're going to start sending more letters out, so start cleaning up everything. And you guys have seen the letters I've sent out, and so if you have any questions about that, get a hold of me. And got a new city employee, Todd Jenkins. He's joining our electrical department. Glad to have him. I think he's going to be a wonderful addition to our staff, and he started Monday. So, okay, new business or old business. Anybody got old business? Okay, new business, trash contract.
I didn't know
there was so much interest in trash in the deal. We had a number of bids. And you guys have seen them or got them in front of you. Had four bids. Is that right, Jim? Okay. WCA came in at $915 per household, $2,998 over 5 years. Rural trash came in at $8. Start came in at $9.20, advance at $10. Kind of go over some of the particulars here. WCA offered a, if you want to have a dumpster or one of those roll-away trash things, that would be, what, be $9.98.
$9.59. Option two. Okay. It's the 75-gallon, I believe. 96-gallon roll-offs. Like I said, we've never had them. There's a few here in town we used to buy and keep some here, and some people bought them.
But everybody in town would have to have one at that price, right?
Optional. Everyone could have one if they wanted. It's more extra there.
Okay.
And then I just would encourage the community to look at it because it's very cool.
Okay. The problem with those, some of the elderly is, you know, if I'm 90 years old, I got a sack of trash. I don't want to push that off. And WCA has done a wonderful job with us in the past. I will say that. But saying that, when you look at an $8 contract as opposed to what the others offer, we've got to look at it, you know. And rural trash, $8. A little concern there was, well, and I'll hit the other one. Stark was $9.20. Advanced was $10. So Advanced, you know, I would say as far as accounts to go, we discount that. Rural trash came in at $8. My concern was service. You know, are we going to get the service we need? You know, at $8. They also offered, Rural Trash did, was a two-time-a-year citywide cleanup, which, you know, but they said that if you've got bulk items, they will pick them up within 24 hours. So then I'm thinking, why have a citywide cleanup if you, I just assume everybody get rid of their stuff at the same time. But they would do two times a year citywide cleanup. They would also do, if like I got a big pile of trash, they will pick that up at my expense. You know,
so. Yard
debris. Yeah. So if I got a big pile of yard debris, they will pick that up at my expense. So guys, you got anything to add on that?
Like I say, Stark $9.20. He's picked up a lot of business. Salisbury, Glasgow, Blackburn. I think there was a concern there on the same as Rural Trash, and the three players are here. On trucks. Both Stark and Rural Trash, which is David Kruger, if y'all don't know who Rural Trash is. There is some provision for a truck. If awarded this contract, WCA has always had good trucks. They got a fleet of them, so if one breaks down, I mean, it was no big deal for them. I think all three of the players here are very capable. $8,
it's hard to beat. And that's, you know, Gene and I discussed that. I said, my concern is service. You know, that they get the service for $8. I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, we expect good service, because if we don't get good service, phone rings here, it doesn't ring at the trash company. The girls get the calls. So that was a concern. We were assured that the service will be good and the truck will be good. Plus, it will drop a buck off our constituents, our citizens' trash every month. So, you know, I was hesitant, but I, you know, myself, I have to kind of look at Rural, because I'm thinking, you know, saves them a buck. We'll put $1.75 service fee on that, because we have to do the billing and the postage and all that. So that would make what trash, how much?
$9.75
as opposed to what now?
$10.75.
So our citizens will save a buck. So, you know, kind of hard to say no, you know, unless the service is shit. Pardon the expression, but we're sticking our necks out. If we award this contract, we expect good service. And it'd be once a week, is my understanding.
That's our intention.
That's our intention at this point. I don't know if we can service the whole town in one day or not. If we can do the residents in one day, that's what we're going to do.
So is it going to be holidays or whatever? Is it going to be in the middle of the week? So if it's every Wednesday, whether Christmas comes, whatever.
If the pickup day falls on a holiday, it will be the next business day.
Okay. All right.
And we haven't determined what day of the week you guys want your trash picked up. And currently, we pick up 3 days a week. I've got 2 full-time employees. We pick up 3 days a week. And so I've got 2 days a week open right now, so I don't think it'll be a problem.
Because I'll guarantee you, if you don't pick it up on the day they say you're going to pick it up,
it's going to ring. I've been in this business 15 years, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And my phone does ring off the wall.
The city gets the call.
Well, I get the call now on the customers I have now, so I definitely know your
number out there.
Well, you're more than welcome to, so.
Yeah, but that's the deal. And service is the thing,
I understand that.
What we're concerned about is service. Price is right. I'm just kind of concerned about the service. The service is going to be good. And I don't know.
I would assume at this point you guys have called my references. They're all people that have been with me.
We talked to Rearville. You have pretty limited on references. We know you. If everybody doesn't, graduated Flair High School and
have employees that live in town.
That live here.
A lot of our employees do business here in Slater. I was thinking on the way in, we use Exchange Bank, we use the Slater Veterinary, we shop at Terry's Hardware Store, we buy groceries. Not all of our groceries, like everybody else here, we buy when we need something, we come in Slater to get it. So we do business here. The money that you're spending with us, a portion of that money's coming back in. It's not leaving the community when you have our service.
Now, I did call and question David on the $8 on increases, and correct me on our conversation here.
My understanding on the contract, there's a provision in there that if there's a necessary increase, there's already a provision in the contract to take care of that. And as I told Gene, unless fuel prices go up or dump fees increase, which they will increase a small amount, that's already built into my bid. But if we have a major increase in fuel a year from now, I may ask for an increase. But I didn't build an increase into my bid because if the prices doesn't go up, I think I've got a pretty good handle on my cost, and I don't see a need to increase automatically.
However, you did tell me
if it was something
maximum of a quarter.
That's right.
Per year.
That's correct.
Which would be over a year for 5 years. Is it a 5-year contract? 5 year.
No. 5-year contract, but it would be 4 increases, so a dollar over the term of the contract.
Council, now's the time to ask questions. Guys, come on.
I've heard good feedback from a Rearville. Gene spoke very highly of you all. So,
guys, girls.
So how many pickups do you have right now? Say?
We've got just a few short of 400 right now.
Short of 400?
Yes.
And how many do we?
900.
How many?
900.
So.
Well, and the difference there is we run about 500 miles a day, 3 days a week. We pick up all over Saline County, parts of Cooper, Pettis, and Lafayette County. So we travel a large area. When you're doing an area like that, it's a lot of difference between that and a city where you're driving down the street. Yeah. I can pick up 15 people while I'm making one pickup out in the country.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, so right now you're just spread out all over.
And we're going to continue that business. Nothing's going to change there. But as I said earlier, we have 2 days a week now where I've got current employees that I pay them full time, but they work 3 days a week.
We're a cash cow, basically, is what we are.
Well,
really.
At the bid I just bid you, you're probably not a cash cow. As these other guys probably already know.
Compared to what you're doing. Anybody else? Okay, now what do we need to?
Doug, I thought we passed tonight. Doug recommended that we basically say who it is and we'll get the actual ordinance, correct?
You select your bid and you'll approve the contract by ordinance.
If you look at the bid, so I mean, everything looked good.
I've got the summary. I haven't seen the actual submittals. But
Everybody did put their performance bonds and bid bonds. 3 capable people sitting here. Even the 4th was very capable. Advance is a big group. Transfer station in Boonville, but they're coming out of Macon.
And like I said, our past people have been totally happy with, but, you know, it's a dollar game. You know, we can't, we can save our constituents $1 a month, you know, $1 a month.
And over the long haul, it's more than that.
True. And, but you guys have to,
you got
don't mess us up. So, do I hear a motion to accept whatever bid?
I'd make a motion that we accept rural trash service bid for $8. I'll second that.
Now, do we need to put that service charge on that bid or that motion?
No.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, they all had the same paperwork.
Yep.
All.
Everybody's?
Everybody is.
Okay. Good. Made and seconded. Roll call. Any questions? If not, roll call vote.
Campbell.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Bromwich.
Yes.
George.
Yes.
Haymeyer.
Yes.
Wiseman.
Yes.
Now, okay. We've established that. Let's talk about commercial for a second.
Commercials, and Doug, correct me if I'm wrong, you wrote a lot. Commercials, and when we say commercial, we're talking dumpsters. No monopoly on it. If you have a dumpster and one WCA, Star, Kruger, Ally, Dolphin Bomb, whoever, True.
That's right.
Dumpster commercial accounts can still get whoever they want. They take, they bill direct.
Roll-offs are the same way.
Roll-offs.
We have an exclusive roll-off company here for roofing material or those kind of things. That's what we're talking about.
True. That's you're free about. To. There's only a couple players in it, so on roll-off.
Is that something that WCAA, are you still interested in doing commercial?
Absolutely.
All right. Are you all interested in picking?
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to have it all.
And I know.
I mean, if we're serving part of the town, we just seem to serve all of it then.
But that's between your guys.
But, you know, say, I mean, especially the roll-offs, you're talking a lot of different equipment. Car cord.
So we stay out of that.
Yeah.
True. We don't bill it. We don't have to deal with dumpsters. Right. We do have some. They borrow.
But that's on one-on-one.
Yeah, that's Terry wants a six-yarder. And WCA was here, and their dispatch would call and say, hey, we got a request for a six-yarder. Can we borrow one of yours? And,
yeah.
We've always done it. We will continue to do it until ours fall apart.
Which they have done.
Yeah. Ours are old. We put
a new bottom.
Some of them.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions else on that? Are you guys all right with all that?
Yes.
Okay. Then I guess we're done with the trash business.
Contract goes into effect May 1st, is that what we're shooting for?
You guys aren't going to mess us up between then, are you? You're still going to pick up our trash?
Those 96.
And you guys have done a wonderful job, I really have. It's a dollar thing, you know.
Those 96-gallon containers that we got through town, are there parts available?
No, not anymore.
Quit. We hadn't left yet.
Not as of May 1st.
Yeah.
It depends on which brand they are. We carry, you know, several different brands. We try to focus on one specific one, but if there are parts available, we'd be glad enough.
I'm just talking about wheels and axles and that kind of stuff.
Again, it depends on the brand. There's if there's ones we're going to use, then yes, parts are available.
All right. Just to call the main office and hop in. Thank you.
All right. Study grant resolution.
Get that DNR letter out first. On that, we were fortunate. We've been kind of playing with this for about 4 months. We put in for a small community engineering assistance program, eligible up to $50,000 to come in and study your sewer system. Make recommendations, try to guide us, let us prioritize our collection system primarily. What we put in for was we would be doing a study of primarily our collection system with regards to inflow infiltration. What this comes down to, I mean, we're going to be checking manholes, we're going to be mapping, we're going to be smoke testing, and we're going to be knocking on doors, very unpopular, and it's in our ordinance, but we've kind of avoided it. We're going to be knocking on doors of problem areas based on flows, smoke testing, that stuff. If we see this area has a big problem, they're going to be knocking at the door. First, we'll have a meeting, a community meeting, and then when we get our area, we'll be sending out some letters, knocking on doors, and we're going to want to see your sump pump. We think we have a large sump pump problem. We're going to see where it's at and where it's going. We're not, the engineer is. They will come back with a picture and make a report to you all that there's in this area, there's X amount of sump pumps, and then you run the math and they put out 30 gallons a minute, and a lift station is designed for 550 gallons a minute. Well, it doesn't take long, and you'll see the math. Your sump pumps can overrun your lift station. With that, they'll have options of either paying a large surcharge or moving their hose out of the sewer system and sticking it outside and taking it to the street, of course, or putting it in your yard. The smoke testing will be, instead of smoke bombs, they have liquid smoke that they can really put the power to it. I think they put down 90 days, but they're going to want dry weather for the smoke testing. But it will be a big comprehensive sewer system report. You know, hell, they might find where our buildings go in it, and you're going to have to make the necessary move to change it. But long story short, we put in, it was for 60-some thousand. We knew we wouldn't get that, but we were awarded a $47,000 grant. The amount on the contract will be $58,770. We have to pay a little over 10% matching fund, but real excited about it. I think it's kind of what we have beat around the bush. We're still doing a lot of flushing, but this is actually people on the ground other than us pounding the street and for issues and making recommendations on how to fix the issues. And then if you take that report and figure out how to finance projects, whether you do it by the year or have to wait 2 years till money, or apply for a low interest loan from FMHA or a state revolving fund loan through DNR, but tells you where to go to get the most bang for your buck. So that's the crash course version.
And it keeps us ahead of the DNR and shows that we're doing something pro-positive. So when they come back and say, you're not doing it, they say, no, we're doing this, we're doing it.
Shouldn't be a contract.
What we're going to get for this money, though, is a comprehensive report and an outline that we can make some plans with,
right,
and plan for the future.
But you're going to have to say, so-and-so, you got to move your sump pump.
Yeah, those will be immediate.
So that's what it's going to be.
We've told the public this.
I know, but I'm just saying those are the headaches that everybody's going to have to deal with.
There will be advertised public meetings when we start, you know, kind of explaining where the public can come up and hear where and why and what we're doing. And then when we start narrowing down some target areas, they'll be knocking on doors, setting after 5 o'clock hours, if everybody works, you know, from 8 to 5, both people in the house. But thing is, if Billy Joe comes knocking on your door saying, you know, why do I have to remove this? We know why you have to remove it, and everybody's right. Got to stay together on that.
We've told people this.
Okay, I'm just saying, so. Everybody's got to stick together. So anyway, we have passed the resolution, part of the packet that's in there. Basically, authorizing Steve to sign and